How do you hide from predators in the open ocean? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Molly Cummings, associate professor of biological sciences at the University of Texas at Austin, explains how fish use polarized light to disappear from view.
Many animals camouflage themselves to avoid being eaten by predators. It can be as simple as a chameleon changing the color of its body to match its environment. Fish swimming in the open ocean, however, have an especially hard time blending in because the light properties of water change throughout the day. The part of light that changes the most throughout the day is called polarization, and my colleagues and I have discovered that some fish use this feature to hide in plain sight. Under the surface of the water, light tends to be polarized. In other words, the light waves all travel in the same plane, and the direction of this polarization will change with different positions of the sun. Predators have evolved a means to detect polarized light, so we wondered whether fish also evolved a means to hide in polarized light. We used the open ocean off the coast of Florida and Curacao as a natural laboratory. We put live fish in a restraint and compared the polarization of light reflecting off these fish to the polarization of background light. And we studied the fish from over 1,000 different viewing angles and at different times of day. And what we found is that these open ocean fish species manipulate the polarization of light reflecting from their skin in a way that would make it much harder for predators to see them in open water. But fish from coastal environments, where the polarized light field is far less complex, did not. It's wonderful to discover that animals can do something so complex and clever using a feature of light we can't even see. This newly discovered trick might also someday help the U.S. Navy hide vessels in the open ocean.
That was Molly Cummings of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.